Hi, this is Bernie Fratto. Welcome inside the Rebel Minute, a global perspective on the world of Runnin' Rebel basketball. The UNLV Rebels visited Colorado State Saturday at Moby Arena, and as Yogi Berra might say, quote, these two teams have different similarities. Both were coming off tough home losses, and both squads were, in fact, 0-3 on their home floor in conference play. Meanwhile, Colorado State's leading scorer, Prentice Nixon, was out with a bad ankle. Could the Rebels take advantage? Not really. In fact, you could say it was 37 minutes of dreck, and then something amazing happened. The Runnin' Rebels finished the game on a 14-0 run with Brandon McCoy on the bench. Forget the 15 missed three-pointers and the fact UNLV was out-rebounded. The only numbers that ended up mattering was the final score as the Scarlet and Gray prevailed 79-74. Houston, Johnson, and JoJo, they all scored in double figures. And the quote, "You can't make this stuff up" season continues as UNLV is head-shaking 3-0 on the road in Mountain West Conference play. Now more good news. They stay on the road. They go to Fresno State Tuesday. But perhaps the one thing I'll remember about this game was Javon Mooring's three-point bomb with 29 seconds left to give UNLV the lead for good. In fact, as Yogi Berra might say, it was deja vu all over again. Let's hope this unexpected, unorthodox shot in the arm sparks the Runnin' Rebels to stack a few W's in a row. I guess we'll find out soon enough. In the meantime, we'll see you at the Thomas and Mack. For ESPN 1100, 100.9 FM, I'm Bernie Fratto, and this has been the Rebel Minute.